80s disco.
I know not cool, but we both pay to be that.
Desperate fools, I drowned in bad production.
Yes, me too.
But then I saw you smiling across the room. Found out the song's about people lost and lonely. Be Jason to my Kylie.
Sure, if you're the Wahi to my Wiley.
Yeah, I'm happy too. I wish we'd come here sooner.
Yes, me too.
But we were far too young then, far too cool. Found out the song's about people lost and lonely. When we danced, when we danced under the miracle, under the miracle, under the miracle.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 563. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from the Catenary Wires from Oxford, in the UK. The song is called Mirrorball, and that's a lead single on the band's Berlin Gap album, which is out this Friday, June 18th, on Shelf Life Records, at least here in the US. It is a delightful indie pop record, but what you would expect from Melia Fletcher and Rob Percy, two indie pop veterans, if there ever were any. I've got good music for you this week. We're just going to keep it coming. A lot of it may be a little bit older. Record stores are reopened, and some things that are new to me, well, maybe they're not new to you, but hopefully they're revisiting old friends. Here's a track from Curse All Flyers. The song is called Hit Records.
Just what makes me sing. Every song I know. walking down the street. She gives a quick see you later to all the guys she meets. I wanna hear her moan when I wanna get home. Action starts and then I gotta go home.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up.
Her eyes be okay, but they don't mean what they say. She wears a low cut dresses and high heel shoes. She was born to make it, I was born to lose. She makes the rock and the sounds till the light go down. When I make a move, she ain't nowhere around.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up.
Her eyes be okay, but they don't mean what they say. Oh, when she's walking down the street, get a quick see you later to all the guys she meets. I wanna hear her moan when I get her alone. When the action starts, you bet I gotta go home.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up.
Her eyes say okay, but they don't mean what they say.
She's a wind up.
In that set there with a couple of Dirty Old Men. And that was Dr. Feelgood with the song She's a Wind Up, a 1977 single that found its way to a 1989 compilation called Singles, the UA Years, that EMI put out. I picked that one up. Dr. Feelgood is a band that's always been sort of tangential to my musical experience, especially as we talk about the transition from pub rock to punk rock. Dr. Feelgood always seems to be mentioned there, so I figured I'd give that album a try. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I like that track there. Before that, we heard from Rick Derringer with the song Teenage Love Affair. That was on his solo debut record All American Boy, which came out in 1973. He's got a long history in rock and roll, playing with the McCoys of Hang On Sloopy fame, Edgar Winter Band, I don't know, lots and lots of bands from Cyndi Lauper to Steely Dan. That song there is covered, by some power pop bands later on as well, and that's a good one. The album itself, it's a fine album, but it's just kind of rock and roll. And then we start things off with Cursall Flyers there. The song Hit Records off the album Chocks Away that came out in 1975 on RPM Records. I picked that up as a 2020 compilation, part of a giant box set of everything, so chances are you're going to be hearing more of that band. That debut album there covers a lot of ground, including some kind of American, I don't know, old country, a little bit of Laurel Canyon sort of feel to it. And all of it's really, really good. Maybe not exactly what I listen to, but it's really good. So surprising there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Now we're going to shift forward a couple of decades here. Let's do something from the Human League. This one's Mirror Man. We'll be right back.
Fine. What? I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Everything's great. Sorry, but I'm fine. That's it.
Violence is never the answer, folks. That is Guns for Hire with the song I'm Gonna Rough My Girlfriend's Boyfriend Up Tonight. That was a 7-inch that came out in 1980 on Corova Records, a band based out of London. Put out, I think, that one single and then turned into Department S and had a long history in the post-punk world there. Before that, we heard from The Waitresses with the song No Guilt. That was a 1982 release, though I picked that up on a single, Best of The Waitresses, so that came out 2003, I guess, on Polydor Records. Just odd to have a best of when the band, I think, only had like 2.5 records, but it does collect all the highlights of those two and all the singles as well. So pretty good compilation there. And The Waitresses do not get the respect they deserve, so dig them out a little. And then we started that set off with Human League with the song Mirror Man, 1982 as well, though again, a 2003 very best of Human League that I picked up as well. One of those things that I pick up because I used to DJ a lot and those songs were necessary, but then somehow they disappeared over time. And now that I'm playing out a bit more, I thought, well, if you don't have any Human League, you're in trouble. So there you go. I guess I can go ahead and wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 563. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Mixlr, you name it. I'm there at Sid Much Rock. The concert calendar, not a whole lot new there. On the 26th of this month, we have the Sluts playing at the Replay. As I said, there are other shows at the Replay, just not fully announced. So I'll see if I can get those up for everyone to see soon. In July, we've got Rage Against the Machine at the T-Mobile Center, Calvin Arsenia on the 10th at Lemonade Park. On the 16th, the Bodines are playing at Knuckleheads. Into August, Tanya Tucker at Knuckleheads on the 6th, Black Creatures at Lemonade Park on the 7th, or Tech 9 at KC Live. The 12th, Slater Kinney is playing at the Midland. Juliana Hatfield, the 15th, at the venue that shall not be named. On the 21st, Deicide at Riot Room. Metal is returning. 31st, Waxahachie have a sold-out show at Knuckleheads. And I'll fill in other things as well. We're starting to see announcements. I think Record Bar's coming back to life. As I said, Replay, Bottleneck, and Riot Room as well. So we're seeing shows coming back to Kansas City. Hopefully I will too. Anyway, I've got time for one more here. We're going to play a track by John Larson and the Silver Fields from Providence, Rhode Island. The song is called Progress, and it's on the album The Great Pause, which came out March 29th of this year on Shiny Fly Records. I picked this up because somebody I follow on Bandcamp did, and well, I trust them on their power pop recommendations. There's some great songs on here. Something isn't quite right. It doesn't hit for me 100%, but there's some good ones on here. So I hope you enjoy this one. This one's Progress by John Larson and the Silver Fields. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Change my mind.